Welcome to our Fantasy Spin segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, where we look into the fantasy world from both an Eagles and a total NFL standpoint to try to get you ready, especially now that the playoffs are upon us. I'm Chris McPherson, and with us from FantasyGuru.com, you can follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan, is Joe Dolan. And we also have our very own Bo Wolf. And folks, let's delve right into the Eagles task of the week here. Nick Foles is a starting quarterback for the remainder of the season. Probably is still on the waiver wire. Had a good performance against the Dallas Cowboys. What can we expect from him in these final four games? And is he worthy of a fantasy pickup? Joe, you start us off.
I think he's absolutely worthy of a fantasy pickup, Chris. And
the thing I worry about with Nick Foles is, number one, he's still a rookie. Number two, his weapons are kind of limited. But I have liked what I saw with his chemistry with Riley Cooper, Brent Celek, Jeremy Maclin. And I'm actually pretty happy with the schedule going forward. So if you're desperate, Nick Foles is absolutely worth a pickup.
And I think that the key is this is actually his best matchup of the last 4 weeks against a Bucs defense that is dead last in pass defense, both per game and per pass. So if you are have some injury questions this week, Foles could be worth a start.
Now, most leagues, this is the first week of the postseason, and teams are starting to clinch playoff spots. So as you look ahead to the playoffs, are the buys going to be a possible concern, or should I say with teams clinching and possibly resting guys, should you have to keep an eye out for certain fantasy matchups and plan ahead? Bo, you get started us off.
I think it's something you always have to keep in mind, and I know that Joe's been talking about this on Twitter. One guy to worry about maybe is Arian Foster as the Texans wrap up that division, come close to wrapping up the one seed there. They're going to rest him. They've shown that they've done that in the past, so you may need to plan extra special to get another kind of running back in case that happens.
Yeah, the key here is if you're not a Falcons fan, if you're not a Texans fan, root against them. You don't want them to clinch. As Bo mentioned, Arian Foster, the Texans have rested him in the past. But the big problem this year with Arian Foster is that there's no clear-cut handcuff. Ben Tate last year was able to come in, step up, and put up huge numbers. But Justin Forsett has been another guy getting carries. Ben Tate is just getting healthy with the hamstring. So there's really no clear-cut guy in that backfield if the Texans do rest Foster. So Monday night, root against the Texans, against the Patriots, if you can find it in your heart to do that.
So now the playoffs are upon us in fantasy, and there are some key names that you're not going to want to put on your bench, but maybe you should strongly think about. And Joe, we'll start at the quarterback position. Jay Cutler of the Chicago Bears, Brandon Marshall has been a stud for them, but outside of that, his weapons have been pretty limited of late.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Jay Cutler's been actually kind of the exact opposite of Tony Romo in that he's not putting up fantasy numbers, but he's actually playing really well in NFL terms. The problem is he doesn't have weapons. Tony Romo's been the exact opposite. Jay Cutler, even though his chemistry with Brandon Marshall has been fantastic, I'm worried about the injuries. Earl Bennett, Alshon Jeffrey's now got the knee. Devin Hester is dealing with a concussion. So Jay Cutler is not a guy I want in my fantasy lineup.
Yeah, you know, global warming aside, it's also getting to be cold down there in Chicago. So hopefully you have a better option than Jay Cutler for the last 4 weeks.
Now, here's one that I never thought I would say you should put on your bench, but wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald. The guy's a stud year in and year out. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. But Ryan Lindley was his quarterback, and quite honestly, Arizona doesn't have a quality option to go to. Should you put Larry Fitzgerald on the bench?
There's a chance that you may have to play Larry Fitzgerald, but if you don't, I am not comfortable playing him with Ryan Lindley. That quarterback situation is just putrid.
If Kevin Cobb comes back and he looks fine, I'm totally cool with continuing to rely on Larry Fitzgerald. But, I mean, this week I took questions. Larry Fitzgerald or Denario Alexander, a guy who the San Diego Chargers literally picked up off the scrap heap this year. I told people to start Denario Alexander, and it came through. So unless Kevin Cobb comes back and shows that chemistry with Larry Fitzgerald, I think he's a guy who you have on your bench unless you don't have a better option, and that's terrible to say right now.
One of the most talented tight ends in the NFL, Vernon Davis in San Francisco, had a great first week when Colin Kaepernick was the first starter, but the last couple weeks his numbers have tailed off. Is he a guy that maybe you have to put on the bench, Joe?
I think absolutely. Vernon Davis is a guy I'm not even considering at this point, and it's a shame because of the tight end position, but I'm not going to be fooled by him. At this time of year, if you've been relying on Vernon Davis and you're still alive, congratulations, but maybe pick somebody else up and plug him in there. I have more faith in Jacob Tammy, who's like playing half the Broncos snaps this time. That's where I'm at with Vernon Davis right now. I just don't trust him.
I'm actually probably maybe going to roll with Vernon Davis only because, as you said, the tight end situation is so shallow that hopefully you have a better option than Vernon Davis, But if you don't, at least there's some upside there. I know that it doesn't sound great to play Vernon Davis right now, but I might still roll with him.
Now, we solicited your question on Twitter because, of course, you need a little lineup help to get you ready with the games kicking off tomorrow night. Tight end question, Heath Miller or Antonio Gates?
I'm going to go with Heath Miller. The guy's hot right now. He's a more reliable target than Mike Wallace, who we just talked about. I think Charlie Batch is going to look for him in the short area. If Ben Roethlisberger comes back, he's shown good chemistry with Heath Miller this year. I'm rolling with Heath Miller over Antonio Gates, who has been majorly disappointing this year. I just feel better about Miller.
I'm agreeing on this one, Heath Miller. No need to say anything else.
The last one comes from at @n_pay68. Playoffs round one. Am I going RG3 or Peyton Manning?
Wow.
Tough one there. Bo.
Tough, and no surprise that you're in the playoffs with those two. Tough call, and Peyton's got the Thursday night matchup against the Raiders, a putrid defense as well, but I still think I'm going to go RG3. The running points that you're going to get out of him are just too much to pass up for me.
You know, Bo, I agree with you. Robert Griffin III, I always say look for legs when it comes to quarterbacks, and I am a little bit worried about that Thursday night curse that got Drew Brees and Matt Ryan last week, but I'm going with Peyton Manning against the Oakland Raider defense. This defense is just way too bad, and Peyton is on way too big a roll for me to sit him right now. It is a really tough call. I don't think you can really make a wrong call here. I think both guys are in store for big games, but I'm rolling with Peyton Manning. I think he is safer at this point
Speaking
of the year.
Of leggy quarterbacks, Joe, I got one for you. I've been rolling with Colin Kaepernick the last 2 weeks. Do I go with him or Matt Ryan this week in my first-round playoffs? What do you think?
I'm going with the guys who got you there. I'm going with Matt Ryan. I understand he kind of stunk last week, but I'm going with the guy who got me to this point. I am rolling with Matt Ryan. I'm the opposite of Jim Harbaugh. I'm going with the guy who got me here, not the guy who I think has more upside.
All right. Well, I might go with Jim Harbaugh's decision. All right.
Look at that. Soliciting advice right here. And if your line of questions, make sure you get them into @FG_Dolan, Joe Dolan right here from FantasyGuru.com. He'll answer all of your questions and help you advance into the next round of your fantasy playoffs. For Joe and Bo, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us here in our Fantasy Spin segment on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.